Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music comes from the CD Wild Blue Yonder by the Western Flyers. We heard the classic Carroll County Blues. This week, we begin a two-part feature showcasing music from the southwestern U.S. with lots of tunes from Texas. There's a grand variety of music that has come to us from the Southwest. You may immediately think of cowboy singers, but as we'll see in the next 2 weeks, many styles emanated and are still played by musicians from the region. We'll open the program with Texas Time Traveler from the band Three Hat Trio. The band is comprised of Hal Cannon, Eli Rankel, and Greg Eistock. Hal is a folklorist and has played in the Deseret String Band and Red Rock Rondo. Eli is a 19-year-old fiddler, and Greg is a bassist who loves experimental jazz. The band hails from Utah, and their music is unique, though not your typical trio. Here's Three Hat Trio and Texas Time Traveler on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
It's just fine. Thank you. 12 miles down. Travelers all call him East Texas Red, the meanest bull around. Well, if you rode by night or the broad daylight, in the wintry wind or the sun, you would always see little East Texas Red sporting his smooth running gun. Tails got switched down the stems and manes, and everybody said the meanest bull on them shiny irons was that little East Texas Red. It was on a cold and a windy morn, long towards 9 or 10. A couple of boys on the hunt of a job were out in that blizzardy wind. Hungry and cold, they knocked on the doors of the working people around for a piece of meat, carrot or spud, to boil the stew around. Well, East Texas Red, he come down the line and he swung off hole number 2. He kicked their bucket over a bush, he dumped out all of their stew. And the traveler said, Mr. East Texas Red, you better get your business fixed. You're gonna ride your little black train just 1 year from today. Well, Red, he laughed, climbed the bank, swung on the side of a wheeler. Boys caught a tanker to Seminole, then west to Amarillo. They got them a job of oil field work, and they followed the pipeline down. Took them lots of places before that year had rolled around. Then on a cold and a windy morn, they caught them a Gulf-bound train. They shivered and shook, knowing they're closed to the scrub oak flats again. In warm suits and clothes and overcoats, they walked into a store, paid a man for some meat and stuff, boil that stew once more. Well, the ties they tracked down that cinder dump till they came to that same old spot, where East Texas Red just 1 year ago had dumped their last stew pot. And the smoke of their fire went higher and higher. Head ducked low in the wintry wind, he swung off hole number 9. Walked on down to the jungle camp, and he came to that same old spot. And there sat the same 2 men again, around that same stew pot. Red went to his knees, and he hollered, please, don't pull your trigger on me. I did not get my business fixed, but he did not get his say. For a gun wheeled out of an overcoat had played that old 1-2. Red was dead, as the other 2 men sat down to eat their stew.
We're listening to music from the Southwest this week and next on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. And we just heard James Talley from his recording Woody Guthrie and Songs of My Oklahoma Home. And we heard a tune called East Texas Red. That's on Cimarron Records from James Talley. He's from Oklahoma. And before that, we heard from Blind Lemon Jefferson, who was born and raised near Wortham, Texas. And we heard his classic Matchbox Blues from the collection King of the Country Blues on Yazoo Records. And we let off that set with the band Three Hat Trio and they're recording Solitaire, which is inspired by Edward Abbey's 1968 book, Desert Solitaire, and we heard Texas Time Traveler, Hal Cannon, Greg Istock, and Eli Rankel. We are listening to music from the Southwest, and there was old-time music in Texas as well. This is the East Texas Serenaders. They're a little different from some of the other old-time bands in that they actually use a cello. Here's the Combination Rag, recorded in 1927 in Dallas, Texas, from the East Texas Serenaders.
Thank you.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. Now you wear your skin like iron, your breath's as hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seems. She began to cry when you said goodbye and sank into your dreams. Pancho was a bandit, boys. He swore as fast as polished steel. Wore his guns outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. But Pancho met his match, you know, on the desert down in Mexico. Nobody heard his dying word, but that's the way it goes. And all the federal, they say, they could have had him any day. They only let him hang around out of kindness, I suppose. Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The dust that Pancho bit down south ended up in Lefty's mouth. The day they laid poor Pancho low, Lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to go. There ain't nobody knows. Y los federales bien que hablaban sobre él y que era muy fácil para agarrar, pero no lo pienso yo. Tell how Pancho fell. Lefty's living in a cheap hotel. The desert's quiet and Cleveland's cold. So the story ends, we're told. Pancho needs your prayers, it's true. Save a few for Lefty too. He just did what he had to do. Oh, now he's growing old. Y los federales bien que hablaban sobre él y que era muy fácil para agarrar, pero no lo pienso yo. A few great federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him go so wrong out of kindness, I suppose.
Thank you. gasoline out there.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1706. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the CD Wild Blue Yonder from the Western Flyers, and we heard a Texas fiddle medley featuring Smith's Reel, Leather Breeches, and Jack of Diamonds. That's on Versatone Records from the Western Flyers. And before that, back in the days of the British invasion, Doug Somm thought he could pull a fast one and name his band the Sir Douglas Quintet, thinking that maybe he could ride the coattails of those English bands. Well, if you listened to the record, you knew they weren't English. We heard She's About a Mover from the Sir Douglas Quintet recording Mendocino on Mercury Records. And before that, probably my favorite Texas tune, Poncho and Lefty, featuring Townes Van Zandt along with Freddie Fender and Ruben Ramos. It's from the recording, the Texas Hill Country Recordings, Texas Rain, from Townes Van Zandt, featuring a whole bunch of great players. That's on Tomato Records. And before that, some Native American music from Arizona. We heard a fellow named Chesley Gosian Wilson in a tune called I'll Go With You. He was playing the drum as well as the flute and a very special Apache violin that he built himself. That's from a recording called Wood That Sings, Indian Fiddle Music of the Americas. And we let off that set with the East Texas Serenaders from back in 1927, recorded in Dallas. And we heard the Combination Rag. That's on a collection called Old Time Texas String Bands Volume 2 from County Records. As I mentioned in the intro, when people think of music from the Southwest, invariably they think of cowboy music. One of the best singers is Skip Gorman, and this is from his recording A Cowboy's Wild Song to His Herd and Little Joe the Wrangler's Sister Nell on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
She rode up to the wagon when the sun was sinking down. Slender little figure dressed in gray. We asked her to step down a while and sit down by the fire. Red Hot Chuck would soon be on its way. An old slouch hat with a hole on top was perched upon her head, and a pair of old high chaps well greased and worn, and an old twin rig all scratched and scarred from working in the brush, and a slick McGee tied to her saddle horn. She said she'd rode from Yano, 400 miles away. Her pony was so tired it could hardly go. She said she'd like to stay a day and kinda rest him up, and maybe she could find her brother Joe. We could see she'd been riding, her little face it was so sad. When she talked her upper lip it trembled so. She was sure the living image, and we noted at a glance, of the boy we lost, our wrangler, little Joe. We asked where Joe had been riding, if she knew the outfit's brand. Yes, his letter says it was the Circle Bar. It was mailed from Amarillo just about 4 months ago, from a trail herd headed west to Cinnabar. I looked at Tom, he looked at Jim, and they looked back at me. There was something in our hearts we could not speak. She said she gets real worried when she hears no more from Joe, and her new paw getting meaner by the week. You see, our dad was shot one night before Joe and I was born. Joe and her was twins, the story runs. So Ma, she ups and marries, and we get another Pa. Then it was our troubles they begun. For he beats us and abused us, and he starves us most of the time. He never did have youngins of his own. Nothing Joe or I would do could ever be just right. So Joe, he hightails up and quits his home. I gave the kid my bedroll and I bunked in with Jim. We talked and planned and schemed the whole night through as to which of us would tell her just as how the Joe was killed, and break the news as easy as we knew. I'll wrangle in the morning, boys, she says as she turned in. I'll have the horses at the wagon before day. As the morning star was rising, I heard that kid roll out, saddle up the old night horse and ride away. Soon we heard the horses a-coming, a-headed into camp. It weren't light, but we could plainly hear the bell. And then someone a-crying and a-coming on behind. It was little Joe the Wrangler's sister Nell. We couldn't quite console her, she'd seen the outfit's brand stamped on some steers by the river bank below. By the looks upon our faces, she didn't have to ask if she'd ever see her little brother Joe.
a very gentle protest song from Tish Inahosa. From her recording Culture Swing, we heard Bandera del Sol, Flag of the Sun. That's on Rounder Records. And before that, an undubbed version of Love's Made a Fool of You from Buddy Holly and the Crickets, recorded on June the 2nd, 1958, in Clovis, New Mexico. That's from a real interesting recording called Buddy Holly, Down the Line Rarities, and that's on Decca Records. And before that, we heard from a Texas harmonica blues man, Orange Jefferson, along with his guitarist, Theory Cogney. And we heard a tune called Sal Slow Blues. That's from a recording called Texas Harmonica Rumble on Dial Tone Records. And we let off that set with Skip Gorman from his recording A Cowboy's Wild Song to His Herd and Little Joe, the Wrangler's Sister Nell. That's on Rounder Records. I'm going to lead off this last set for this week with Norman Blake and Rich O'Brien from their recording Be Ready Boys and a tune written by Boudreaux Bryant, a tune called Mexico. Here's Rich and Norman on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Just stop by to get a cup of coffee now. Just stop by to grab a cup of coffee. Don't give me no whiskey. Ain't got time for wine. I got a wee little semi down the line. Well,
howdy, Jack Elliott, is that you?
It's me knocking on your door, Tom. You remember me?
All the way in to El Paso. Christine, look, Jack Ramblin' Jack Elliott.
I'd never find this place.
Well, a little outside Canutillo, right over the river, near the cotton gin. Ramblin' Jack.
I got your postcard. Yeah, I just followed the instructions. Pretty good there.
You don't look a day older than 20 years before the last time I saw you in Elko.
You're looking pretty good yourself. Yeah, this country life agrees with you.
Digging them irrigation ditches.
I'm glad you moved out here.
It's a had to get out of the city.
I always wondered what it looked like around these parts.
What are you driving out there, Jack?
Oh, I got me a old Hendrickson. It's not exactly brand new, but it's got about 2 million miles on it. It's just broke in.
Mighty pretty, mighty pretty.
Yeah, it's got a Cummins in it. Cummins 335.
Yeah,
got a five-speed main box and three-way Brownie, you know. It's got them marker lights rigged up like a Christmas tree. Got a sleeper on it. Yeah, got a nice sleeper in the back there. Crawl over and get a few Z's, you know.
What you carrying in there? I bet you got horses and sailing ships.
Just carrying grain today.
Bicycles, yeah. Grain.
Yeah.
Got all livestock.
Just got a load of grain.
Got all livestock. Christine, put on the coffee. You want some coffee,
oh,
Jack?
Oh, I could sure use a cup. I mean, I haven't had much sleep lately. I think I slept back there about Tuesday somewhere.
Cream and
around
sugar?
Kansas. Yeah, slept in Kansas. Just black. Just black. Take her black.
Let me warm that up a little bit, Jack. Let me pour some of that in your cup there.
Yeah, it's kind of hot. Pour a little more there. Cool it off. Yeah, that's mighty nice.
Sip it. Try some of that.
Yeah.
Good for what else?
That's good. You make this stuff yourself?
Yeah. We make it out back there beside the shed.
Well, you ought to bottle it.
Out of horse hooves and balsamic vinegar.
It's got flavor to
Rio
it.
Rio Grande water.
Oh.
Sing me a chorus, Jack.
I just stopped by to get a cup of coffee. I just stopped by here to get a cup of coffee. Don't give me no whiskey, Tom. I ain't got time for wine. I got to wheel that old semi down the line. Yeah, would you like to have a look at the old Kenworth?
Would love that. Let's go.
Nice
out.
Truck. I parked it over there by that tree. Over by the garden thing, I think it's,
oops, Jack,
right in the flower bin.
Watch it, Jack. You're down.
Boy.
He's down. Christine,
Whoa's gonna
Jack's
be mad
down.
At me now. Christine, I mean.
Get up, Jack.
Hey, was that a cat?
It's a raccoon or a skunk.
Hat. Oh, God, a Siamese
hat. I don't
know
if you're in any shape to go down Highway 10.
I don't know.
Like a groundhog.
I could put some of that in my fuel tank, you know. It might make it easier to start some of these cold mornings.
Let me give you a quick look. Take another sip of this coffee on your way out.
No, maybe I've got a couch or something.
Come on back in, Jack. You're in no shape.
Couch is fine.
Lay down on that couch.
Couch is fine.
Lay down on that couch.
Now, I don't
Jack.
Need no blanket or nothing. Just throw a
Navajo rug.
Pillar. Leave that foot on the floor. That's my clutch foot. If you put that up on the couch, I won't be able to wake up.
Leave the foot on the floor, Christine.
Well, wake me
I
up around 4, up. Would you? I got to get this load on down the road, you know.
Just remember, when you hit Highway 10 in the morning, just go right around the curve in El Paso. You'll head straight into Juarez if you don't.
Okay, I'll show you the Peterbilt in the morning. It's a beauty.
I'm sure glad you came, Jack.
Got
sweet
a blue
drink.
Paint job.
Oh, it's awful pretty.
Ooh, it's got stripes. I stopped by to get a cup of coffee. I stopped by to grab a cup of coffee now. Don't give me no whiskey, Tom. I ain't got time for wine. I got to wheel that old semi down the line. Yeah. You tell Flo, Christy, that I said hello. And I've been here. Sorry I couldn't wait around to say hello.
Sueños dulces. Sweet dreams, Jack.
Ramblin' Jack Elliott and Tom Russell from the recording The Long Ride and Cup of Coffee. always tears me up. That's so good. It's on High Tone Records. And we let off that set with a tune from Norman Blake and Rich O'Brien from their recording Be Ready Boys on Shanachie Records. We heard a tune called Mexico, written by Boudreaux Bryant. You've been listening to The Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on The Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1706.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all.